And it's a busy morning already for Congressman Tracy Mann, who joins us by phone, the 1st Congressional District Congressman. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. Hope you guys are doing well.
We're doing well. I know you had a late night last night with an event, already starting off this morning with an event, and it doesn't seem like the pace is going to slow down any over these next few days in D.C.
I think that, yeah, that's right. But that's kind of what we signed up for, and that's pretty typical. A lot going on legislatively, you know, super busy time.
One of the things that is in front of the House this week, a discussion on the SAVE Act. You are someone who is a proponent of this act. Tell us what you believe that this act entails that will help Kansas voters.
Yeah, well, very important to safeguard our election. And practically everyone in Kansas would agree that only U.S. citizens should be voting in our elections. That is currently the law today, but when you look at especially other states, that's not necessarily being followed and there's no enforcement. So the SAVE Act ensures that only citizens can vote in our elections. Common sense, proud to support it, voted and strongly supported it last Congress, and we'll do the same this week as well.
One of the things that keeps getting brought up by those who do not want to see this pass is that it could make things harder for example, women who are married, that they would face potentially additional requirements to have to prove who they are.
And I strongly disagree with that, and that's a something that's been put out by the left that's just simply not true. We've looked deeply into this issue, and you know, if you have a real ID, and if you have your proof of citizenship or certificate, whether you're someone who recently got married, been married for a long time, recent name change, these are it's easy to just go and get it updated. And so it's just simply not true. At the end of the day, we've got to make sure that only Americans are voting, American citizens are voting in our elections, and the SAVE Act helps to safeguard and protect that.
In fact, there are a number of similar type complaints that have been brought up by those who would like to see this act fail. And it's an interesting fight in that you look at the item itself, the act itself, and as you put it, to many, it seems common sense that this would be what the law is for the U.S.
Yeah, and practically every Kansan, certainly folks in the Big First would agree that, yeah, this is common sense, easy to support. And in some states it is a law, in other states it's not. And it's not just, it's got to be the law, but it's also, that's being an enforcement mechanism as well. And you know, there's so many things in Washington, we just got to return to common sense, which is why it's awesome to get to represent the Big First District of Kansas, where the values that make America, America are alive and well. Universal common sense, you know, basic American principles is what we're trying to advocate for, instill, and vote for here in Washington.
Similar conversation that will be in front of you this week regarding the border and reconciliation being utilized to help fund some of the budget items to help in terms of border security.
Yeah, and credit President Trump. You know, the biggest issue in the last election, there are a lot of things, but the border was the biggest issue, and it was wide open under the previous administration. President Trump's come in. He's enforcing the law. Border crossings are now at record lows. So they have dropped 96-98% year over year. But Congress now needs to do its work and really codify a lot of the work the administration has done, the executive order, to make sure that future presidents can never allow for the illegal immigration that we've seen. And so that's what we're doing. The reconciliation bill you referenced will cover border security. It'll also cover our tax policy, which is a really important thing for all Kansans as well.
Is there a sense of a little disappointment, at least, that you have to go the route of reconciliation rather than it being a bipartisan effort in Congress right now?
Sure. You know, I think that a lot of these things we're doing, securing the border, making sure that we don't have tax hikes on people, you know, and would like to think that this would have broad bipartisan support. It does not. Reconciliation is the legislative tool that's being used to do that. The other thing that's part of this bill is going to be unleashing American energy. You know, how do we make sure that we are, you know, energy efficient, energy independent in our country, and that we update the regulations. You know, today it takes 15 years to build a power plant in our country. To just get the permit makes no sense. These are things that need to be updated. Wish they had broad bipartisan support. They don't, but it's still common sense and things that need to move forward.
Speaking of taxes, and it continues to be an argument over, well, the semantics of it, and that would be the word tariff as opposed to taxes, but people want to conflate the two or try to compare the two. This morning, the president putting into place the tariffs on China that are at 104%. China is retaliating with a 84% tariff in return on U.S. goods. Where do we get out of this potential trade war, Congressman?
Yeah, well, these are all things are going to be negotiated. And you really look at it, a problem we have in this nation is we import $3.8 trillion of goods. We only export about $1.8. And so we have got to deal with our negative trade balance. If it was a level playing field all over the world, which I wish it was, you know, we can compete. Our farmers, our manufacturers, you know, can compete very well, but it's not a level playing field. There's all these trade barriers other countries have thrown up. That's why we have this negative trade, this trade imbalance right now. Appreciate President Trump. We've been taken advantage of for far too long, and we need to get to a better place for our producers, our ag producers in Kansas around the country, our manufacturers in our nation as well.
How do we get to that place, though, without further damaging the impacts or further causing harsher impacts on farmers at this point?
Yeah, well, we're working very hard to get there as soon as we possibly can. And so the tariffs that have been put out there, the president's been very clear. And remember, he's a negotiator through and through. But he's been very clear that any country that wants to renegotiate their relationship, our trade relationship with us, we're willing and happy to do. There's about 50 or 60 countries that have raised their hand that have approached the White House that are asking to renegotiate for better deals that are going to help us. The tariffs at that point will go down. It's going to take a little while to get there. We need to get there as soon as we possibly can. But big picture, you know, we've got to get through this. We've got to make sure that we're at a better place as a nation as we are working to trade and send the goods that we produce in our country all over the world.
Not to put you on the spot about it, but do you have a prediction on how long any of that may take to develop in terms of the negotiations?
Well, a lot of it depends on other countries, and so I do not have a prediction because it really depends on, you know, are other countries that have unfair trade practices, how quickly are they willing to come to the table? So far, they've been in a line, you know, talking to the White House to try to get to a better spot. So I'm optimistic it's going to happen really quickly. I would really like to see it happen as soon as it possibly can. But how long that takes for each individual country is yet to be determined.
Congressman, anything else that we've not touched on this morning that you want to pass along here?
You know, I think the big thing, we talk about reconciliation and our tax policy. I think it's important everybody to know that if Congress does not act on January 1, everyone's going to get a tax increase, which means, you know, federal income taxes go up for everybody in Kansas. Capital gains tax goes up. Dividend tax goes up. Estate tax deduction goes way down. Estate taxes then go up. And so getting our tax policy that's currently in place extended matters a lot, is a big thing that I'm working on. We also have to open up other markets for our ag products as well. You know, we have a negative $40 billion trade imbalance, or we are importing more ag products than we're exporting. We're the United States of America. We do agriculture better than anybody, and we need to get to a better place and start putting our country first.
A lot of challenges that are in front of us right now, and you're right in the middle of them, Congressman. Best of luck to you. Have a good day today, and I appreciate you taking a few minutes for us.
Thanks for having me. I know Cats got a big baseball win yesterday.
Yes.
And go Cats, full steam ahead.
Very good. Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Tracy Mann joining us this morning from D.C. to talk about the things that are in front of the House currently, and we appreciate a few minutes of his time here on K-Man's Morning News.